Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lakeisha Oney, R-O-Q-U-E-S-H-A, Lakeisha Oney, O-N-E-A-L. Lakeisha O'Neill is being seen on 9/15/2022. Date of birth 12/9/75, date of accident 4/16/2022. Lakeisha O'Neill is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she was injured 4/16/2021 as follows. She was rear-ended at a moderately high speed. She was a rear seat passenger on the right side. The impact caused her head to hit the passenger seat and jarring to the headrest, leading to neck whiplash and headaches with dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of memory, anxiety, and panicking with PTSD. Pain in the neck, lower back, with the, across the upper shoulders, and both hands were numb, and radiation of numbness and tingling to the both legs, front and back, and pain in both knees, and the numbness of all the fingers, with difficulty sleeping, standing, sitting, and walking. Currently, the patient is here for the following. She reports that she is under a lot of stress, family stress, and this accident stress. And her blood pressure was high, but now she's on Procardia through her doctor. She's seen, and she still has a lot of pain in the knees, and both the knees, especially the right knee, went out, and she almost fell. Pain level varies from 7 to 8 in the lower back and the knees. And pain in the neck is getting better to the level of 5. And so is in the shoulder. And lower back pain is also reported to be around 7. And she still has a numbness and tingling of both the hands, all fingers, with Charlie horses in the both buttocks. Pain in the left knee is more, 6, and the right knee is 5. She can walk up to 2 to 3 blocks with the help of a cane. Patient reports 70% improvement overall in most of the pains except the lower back. The mood is affected 8, and in the ADLs and general activity, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, and sleep are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports of dizziness and vertigo without major headaches or vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, or seizures. She has a difficulty sleeping without any weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation. She reports of lack of focus without any lack of concentration or any loss of memory. Some anxiety is present, but denies any major depression, panic, PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and lower back, while the patient has pain in the lower back mainly, and knee pain, shoulder pains, neck pains are improving. There is no major difficulty walking either at this time. In the GI, patient has a stomach pain, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but no difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there is almost a 60% improvement in the pain level to 70% almost, 60 to 70%. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 171/100, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 99. Patient has the rest of the physical examination from previous visit, which will be 9, 6, 2022. Dictation number is 0906-047. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to refer this patient back to her physician, Dr. Kazi, to maintain the blood pressure issues. She's been, we have discussed all the MRI findings with her, which describe that there is a, in the lumbar region, herniated disc at L4, L5 with a annular tear with tremendous amount of inflammation and narrowing of the spinal canal to 7 to 8, and a facet hypertrophy at L5, S1 with bilateral neural foramen narrowing and at L3, L4. For which a lumbar epidural steroid injection 4 to 6 are advised to the patient. In the cervical spine, patient shows a central disc herniation of C3-4 contacting the ventral cord as well as at C4-5 and C5-6, C6-7 and a facet hypertrophy of C7-T1 and T1-T2. Patient is advised about these pathologies and all the options of treatment. They have been discussed with the patient. Regarding the left shoulder, patient is found to have a punctate interstitial insertional findings of the posterior fibers of supraspinatus and anterior fibers of infraspinatus, minimal superior labral fraying and mild to moderate AC joint osteoarthritis. In the right shoulder, patient is found to have a mild to moderate posterior humeral decentering and mild attenuation of the long head of biceps tendon leading to degeneration and a mild to moderate AC joint osteoarthritis. For these, our patient is advised to consider injections to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus on the left along with AC joint injection and a shoulder injection intra-articular. On the right shoulder, patient is advised to have injection of the biceps tendon and intra-articular injection of the AC joint and the right shoulder joint. In the left knee, patient is found to have an MRI showing ACL degeneration, meniscal degeneration, small to moderate size effusion, and cartilage thinning, which may require a surgical consult, and also series of steroid injection to intra-articular to the left knee. In the right knee, patient is found to have a patellofemoral friction syndrome with mild ACL degeneration, and tricompartmental cartilage loss, lateral meniscus degeneration. The patient has seen Dr. Michael Bagley, who ordered all of these MRIs, and they were reviewed again with the patient. We have started seeing the patient recently on 7-18-2022. I further advise the patient to try using Onlux photobiomodulation, providing infrared heat treatment. I discussed the laser treatment. I ordered a neuropsych evaluation treatment for her issues related to the TBI. At this time, patient can continue her physical therapy 2 times per week and focusing on the neck, lower back, and both shoulders and both knees. She continues to be disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. Maps were reviewed, labs have been reviewed and entertained. Injection treatment have been discussed and surgical consultation has been discussed. Medication-wise, patient is now provided Tylenol 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for severe head pain, Elavil 15 milligram at night for pain relief and sleep help, Xanax 1 milligram for anxiety, and Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for neuropathic pain and Furoset for occasional headaches. Other than that, the patient is stable and she will be seen in 30 days time. And if patient provides consent for injection treatment, we'll be more than happy to help her out. Thank you.